is Full Coverage with Laura Lee
and Manny MUA.
Up in this house, baby. Are you guys glad to see us without a guest?
Bro, I feel like we've been having guests like back to back to back to back.
It's our guest season. We actually have 6 more guests lined up and 1 more that's coming next week.
6.
Yeah, baby. We're on a roll, honey.
We're on a good one. I like it.
What we found out is all we had to do is just ask people and everybody's so fucking down.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, like, me and Laura have talked about some, we're like, I'm just like kind of scared to ask people sometimes. Like, I don't like the rejection. Like, if someone says no, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna cry.
Honestly, I just like sometimes filming me and you because it's so easy and fun.
So
like, that's
right.
What it is for me. Like, I love just our episodes, but then whenever we have guests, it gets so juicy and so fun and like even way more entertaining. And like, I learn things about people I never knew. So
100% agreed. But the thing is, like, I do like the chillness of us two only.
Right.
Because it's just like such a like, sup bitches, like it's more chill. Not that it's not chill with our guests, but I feel like we have to be a little more like, we're a podcast host.
We have to get our shit together whenever we have a guest.
Exactly. We have to have like little outlines. We have to like get our shit together.
Exactly. This is what we're saying here. But today's a rapid fire.
Did you guys notice anything different?
Oh my God, I forgot.
You guys notice anything different? How could you forget, Laura?
It's the elephant in the room. I was about to say, what did you have done?
You're like, Manny, what now?
What did you have done now?
No, you guys, so for the listeners out there, we have a different background. We removed one of the shelves.
Because we had a tragedy. We had too many tragedies. Poor Adam hit his head so hard. And then I hit my head every episode. Manny's hit his head quite a few episodes. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we feel like we should lose a shelf.
Yeah.
New wallpaper. This is season 2 decor.
Yeah, season 2.
We're thinking about changing it out every season.
Essentially every year is a season, right? So we had season 1, 2022.
Yep.
2023, new season.
Yep.
New backdrop.
We have a tree.
We don't know
if the tree's gonna stay, but we're playing with it. It feels a lot of space that's open over here.
It does
feel it
well, but if I'm sitting over there when we have a guest, it's gonna like fuck with us, I think.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to zhuzh the tree. We're playing with it. We literally just did this so quickly, and we were just like over the blue and the flowers because that was like our first season.
Yeah.
And who knows what we'll have next year?
I'm excited.
Me too.
Like I like that we were able to do that. We also need to take more pictures for like our own like.
I know.
Like season 2 pictures.
I know. We're gonna get season 2 pictures. We're also working on a bunch of full coverage stuff outside of the podcast.
We're trying.
We're very busy. We're very busy, girlies.
We're busy.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new. 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
But, Peaks and Piss, before we get into a rapid fire. By the way, rapid fire, main topic is going to be Hailey Selena drama with Kylie.
So just buckle up.
Buckle up, because I'm not like, you know how many people were DMing me asking to talk about this?
I know.
And in the comment section, I did a little TikTok that was like Kylie and Hailey, like kind of like a joke, like it's just a joke thing. And a lot of comments were like, please tell me you're going to talk about this in full coverage.
Well, don't worry about it.
Well, we are. We are.
This shit is crazy though.
It's like,
it's out of hand.
It's gotten out of hand.
It's so out of hand.
But we'll start with Peaks and Pits first.
Okay. You want to start?
Okay, cool. I'll start with my peak first. Okay, you guys, peak, I don't even know how this happened, when it happened. I just must have blacked out during it. Jennifer Coolidge follows me on Twitter.
Now that's a real peak.
Just noticed it over the weekend because I was just kind of like scrolling and I like had clicked Jennifer Coolidge's page for some reason because it was like, oh my God, look how cute she looks. And I was like, yeah, she looks so cute. Click her. It said, follow back.
Did you die?
I didn't know that I wasn't following her on Twitter. I thought I was. Like she was following me and I wasn't even following her.
Wow.
And I felt like such a dickwad.
Who's the icon here? Manny or Jennifer Coolidge?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. Jennifer Coolidge.
But I was like, wait, this is so freaking cool that Jennifer Coolidge follows me on Twitter.
I think
she loves
so cool.
The gays. I fully believe it's because I'm like, you know what? She loves the gays.
Yes.
And she, even though like the iconic line of these gays are trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I think that she loves us though.
I know she loves you guys.
She loves us. So that's my peak, the fact that Jennifer Coolidge follows you. Because I truly love her so much.
Well, Manny, that's an iconic so I felt very, peak, like, so.
I felt so.
Yeah, careful with that word on this podcast.
I have to be careful.
My peak this week, I kind of mentioned it a little bit last week, but it finally happened. So my sponsorship with Dogs and Pepper went live on TikTok. You guys, this is the thing. Dr. Pepper does not specifically work with influencers. Like, they are a more traditional brand. Mm-hmm. They do, like, TV commercials. So I never really anticipated getting to work with them because I didn't really think there was an opportunity for that. Again, because they're not, like, an influencer brand. They're, like, a worldwide drink brand. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so huge.
Yeah.
So I was so happy because I think it was 2 years ago I did the outer space thing with them. Mm-hmm. So like I felt like that was my Dr. Pepper moment. A couple years ago I went to outer space with Dr. Pepper.
What is it called?
It's called the zero gravity, where it's crazier than going to outer space because they simulate it by putting you in a 747 mm-hmm. plane that's been gutted and literally fly you all the way straight up in the air like a bullet and just let the plane turn off and just fall out of the sky, and you do it like 15 times.
That scares me. Like, Debbie, that scares me.
Honestly, it was Dr. Pepper, so there was no world. I'm not scared of stuff like that, though, for real. Like, yeah. I'm just not. Like, give me something else to be scared of. That's not going to get me.
Pick somebody else.
Mm-hmm. So they had reached out to me, and they emailed me, and they were like, we want to sponsor a TikTok with you, and I... Right then and there, I didn't want to get my hopes up because you know how negotiating
can fully fall through.
Yeah, like things are so wishy-washy always. Mm-hmm. So I had sent it over to my agent and I was like, bitch, you know, this is the one.
This is the, if there's going to be one,
you know, this is the one. Mm-hmm. And she knew. And whenever the offer came through and it was going to happen, I literally died. So the theme of it was, they did a campaign last time and it was like, it's worth the wait. So their this time is like, why you deserve a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And so, but I had to also, they were like, because you're like, do a lot of beauty on TikTok, we would like to like it not to be random. We would like you to correlate beauty with like why you deserve a Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. So I had to really put my thinking cap on and I was like, I don't know. Cause they also said they wanted to be funny and like, you know, campy, like that's very Dr. Pepper's mm-hmm. ads. So I'm like, I can be funny, girl, but
yes.
I don't know. So I just did it where it was like, they wanted it to be almost sarcastic. Like you barely do something and then you deserve a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, literally you walk two steps. Oh, I got to deserve a Dr. Pepper.
That, but it had to do with beauty. So mm-hmm. I was just thinking of me like glamming, doing a really good glam. And like the whole time I'm dreaming of it, thinking of it. And by the time I finish everything, I'm like, huh, okay, I deserve one now.
Literally.
And then it shows me with all these romantic scenes with it. So that was kind of my guideline. And that's kind of the idea I came up with, and luckily they loved it, they approved it, and it's live, baby. It's live on TikTok. Go leave a comment, pretty please.
Go comment on it right now and save it while you're at it.
Yes, please, God, please.
That's
God.
So cool though. Like I was imagining too, like if I had that, I'd be like, I would do just blend one eyeshadow. I need Dr. Pepper. Like yeah. I would be like so dramatic with it too. So I'm so glad like it was supposed to be like a camp, like fun ad. Cause not like that doesn't happen all the time. A lot of times like the brands like want it to be kind of like they want you to hit your points and they want it to be kind of not serious, but they want you to have these very, this like very specific like cadence.
There were definitely a lot of talking points that you see in the video. They're like, oh, those 23 flavors, the nectar uh-huh. of the gods. Like I definitely mm-hmm. had, and to I had them. To figure out ways to get them in there mm-hmm. because that was my original idea, was doing wing liner.
Yes.
Perfect. And then just going,
it's not.
I'm telling you, like all these ideas seem easy until you start, cause you had to fill out a script for them, like an actual play script. Mm-hmm. So whenever I start writing it down, every time me and Todd be like, dang, that's not gonna work. Like it has to be a full 30 second TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like I can't just be like, boop, okay. You know, it has to be like a full idea. So I was like, dang. So like me and Ty went back and forth for a whole day just to come up with this 30 second TikTok. Mm-hmm. And we did it.
Well, it looks amazing.
So thank you.
I feel like it ties
you.
Into your pit though.
Dr. Pepper,
While we're already here. Let's just jump into your pit.
Y'all, I had a full mental breakdown. Okay.
Last night.
This just happened last night. Okay. So, and I was like texting Manny. I'm like, Manny, I'm gonna lose it. Like I was like, I'm on my 13th reason right now.
At the end of my rope.
I just like, it's hard for me to put into words like what this partnership means to me.
Yep.
Because they gave it to me because of my loyalty and the love that I have for Dr. Pepper. And I did not start drinking Dr. Pepper when I got online. I've been drinking it as a kid my whole life. So mm-hmm. it's been my favorite drink. I send it to all my friends and all my family in the South and they were like, ah, cause they know. So like, I just can't describe like how big of a deal this was for me because I've always wanted this. It's funny because if you go to the comments on it, they all are like, congratulations. I had a baby.
But it is, it's like a little Dr. Pepper baby.
Everybody knows it. Everybody like knows. So they're like, we need it to go live right now. And it was 8:00 at night. And I kicked back. I was like, this is a horrible time to upload. Like, it's not good to upload TikTok at 8:00.
So late, yeah.
And they were like, we don't care. You can just post it. And so I was like, dang. So I was like, okay, I'm going to post it. So I posted it. And TikTok decided that it was against community guidelines. Whatever's in the video. And they take the video down. And the way I just cannot tell you the joy in my heart for posting that. Like getting to post after all the work, all the back and forth, mm-hmm. the years of loving that, like it's live, like it happened, it's posted. And then you go back about 15 minutes after it's live and TikTok has it blacked out, taken down. I'm telling you, I literally started to tear up because I was just like, why is this the universe doing this to
me? Literally.
Like, you could take down any TikTok. I don't care. But why this one? So I obviously like followed it because you can click to get it manually reviewed or re-reviewed. And when I did, TikTok approved it. They're like, oh, yeah, this doesn't have anything bad in it.
Yeah.
My bad. My mistake.
Yeah.
But at that point, it was like 10 o'clock at night. So I just deleted it. And I said, guys, this shit is a mess. Because, you know, once they fool around with your content, they'll like mess up the views on it.
Yes, and they'll mess with the algorithm and they'll mess with like the whole everything.
It's best just to re-upload. I said, I'm going to re-upload the exact same video in the morning. And if it gets flagged, it'll be okay because I can just submit it for a review. They'll see that there's no reason for it to be flagged and then they'll just approve it and I'll leave it up.
Yeah.
And that'll be that. And so they were like, we're cool with that. And so I uploaded it this morning for the second time and it did not get flagged. The exact same video.
That's like so crazy because I was like, oh, I wonder, like, did you zoom in? Did you do anything different to the video to make it be not flagged? And you didn't. Mm-mm. That's the gag.
Exact same
video.
They just
flagged you at nighttime, but not flag you during the day.
They just literally flagged me for truly no reason. And even they agreed they flagged me for no reason because they eventually approved the video that was flagged and made it live. And the only reason I knew they did is because I went to my notifications and I was getting all these comments on it. And I was like, whoa, that video is taken down. And I was like, oh my God, it's live. And then I got a notification that they were like, oh, you know, we approved it.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. Wonderful.
At 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m.
Girl.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that, TikTok.
Who's seeing the video?
Literally.
At 10 p.m.
Three people. That's
literally.
Who. I'm like, thank you for crushing my dreams. Thank you for giving me a full mental breakdown on the one sponsorship I've been waiting 10 years for.
No, literally. But at least it's up now.
When I tell you it's up and I just praise be.
Praise be.
That's all I have to say. I'm praise so grateful. So effing grateful. Okay, give me your pit.
Where I got in a drama.
This sounds like a voice note you send me.
Where I'm in drama right now. Okay, so maybe it's not even that it's my pit. It's like just like a situation that happened that I would like to talk about as my pit.
I just want the internet to know that I have no part in this.
None.
Just kidding.
None.
I'm just kidding.
This is all on me. Okay. No. So I made a video on TikTok that was because like, okay, there was this like trend going on. So Glamzilla posted a video that was like, do you guys like trust beauty gurus on TikTok specifically? Like what's going on with them? Like let's have this conversation about the beauty community on TikTok specifically.
Okay.
So I made a Stitch video being like, you know what? I have these three issues specifically with like TikTok beauty content that it's like issues that are happening now because I haven't experienced TikTok as long.
Yeah.
So a lot of these issues have happened in the past for multiple things, but TikTok's just newer. So I'm like, okay, this is like what I look out for when I'm watching for TikTok.
A review on TikTok.
Reviews. And so the first one was about like, you know, like over-dramatized reactions, overly positive reviews on every single product. Like there was like just like these little things that I was like, I don't feel like this is as genuine as it's come across on different platforms before.
Right.
So a lot of drama channels made videos about it.
I mean, what did they have to say? Did they just agree with you?
No, so like some people did agree with me and some people thought like it was just me being bitter.
Oh, okay.
Like that it just looked like it was like Manny's being bitter because all the views are on TikTok now more than they are on YouTube.
But you're on TikTok getting views too.
I am, and I'm like, thank God. And the thing is, it wasn't even that I was bitter because that's actually not what it is. I was more so like, let's just have a conversation about where I'm coming from being a creator that I've been online for like 10 years.
Yeah.
You know? And what I've just seen and knowing things from behind the scenes of like, oh, well, this is, you know, kind of what it is on the platform. And you just have to be a little bit more like, keep an eye
aware,
out for Selena. You know what I mean?
Keep an eye out for Selena.
Gotta keep an eye out for Selena. And so I kind of feel like, I just want to talk about it because where I was coming from, it was a place of like, almost like an older sibling. Kind of being like, you know what? Like, these are just things to watch out for. Like, if you watch that video, I hope you guys see that. And like, you know what? Hope, like, I don't want any of this to apply to me. Like these three things that he's talking about, I'm going to make sure I don't fit into that category.
Right.
You know, so I was almost like coming from a place of like, I've already experienced like so many of these things through the past. And it's so easy to get caught up in it when you're new.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, TikTok's so new. And like, so people are kind of like just boom, boom, boom. And they just think that it's like all rainbow and sunshine and smiles all the time. But it's like things can happen and transpire. Just because it's new doesn't mean that it can't happen, you know? So I was coming from a place of like, kind of like, you know, just like talking about my experience.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of why I wanted to like just like mention is like, I'm not coming from a place of like trying to be bitter about anything. Like I'm not at all. Cause I'm like actually genuinely happy for a lot of these creators and I like a lot of them, mm-hmm. you know? It's just something that I feel like I got a lot of advice when I was younger about creating content.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to put that out there as well. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like Michaela M. Asgaragay literally mm-hmm. opened Pandora's box to 100%. Everybody's eyes. It pulled the blind back and people started questioning everybody and everything mm-hmm. that was happening and every review that was happening and going, sure. do we trust? I honestly think that's probably part of why Glamzilla had made that video yeah. to Stitch because it came spiraling off of Asgaragay.
Yeah.
Because that one just got so a big so quick. It was a catalyst. Everything.
It was like the butterfly effect almost.
Yep. Creating and it, yeah, exactly. It like literally made everybody start to question like what's going on here? How many mm-hmm. reviews are honest? How many sponsored? Are there ulterior motives? Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I was driving home with an influencer after an event the other day, and we were just talking about TikTok. And this influencer said to me, well, the difference is that for herself, and I agreed with her, she said, you know, when we started, there were not $1 million to be made. There were not brand trips to go on. There were not all this free clothes, makeup, free everything. It just wasn't there yet. Mm-hmm. So you started with pure intentions of just creating a social family and having your own page. Mm-hmm. I remember one of my biggest inspirations in starting was Candy Johnson and Nicole Guerrero, mm-hmm. and throw a little bit of Carly Bible in there too.
Yeah.
And if you look at those girls back when I started, which was 2012, they lived in apartments, they drove Nissans, Hondas, mm-hmm. and like that is the life that YouTube provide for them. And I said to myself, I said, wow, that's a great life. Like, cause that's mm-hmm. what I have now. And I'm right. working my ass off to have that for myself. So what I see is that YouTube could cover that. Mm-hmm. There was no sponsorships. There was there was barely affiliations. Like there was just no money to really FTC? Be made.
What was FTC back then? What was that?
So in my eyes, I just wanted to start a community, whereas now it's like pretty obvious, like all the stuff you can get off being an influencer. So mm-hmm. sometimes, of course, people can get greedy or have foul intentions. I'm not a perfect influencer myself. Same. But all I'm saying is, you know, this influencer had brought this up to me on the way home. There was like, intentions can be different. And that's why I think things have gotten so aggressive on TikTok. And there's so many influencers on TikTok. Mm-hmm. But honestly, we need TikTok. It was time for a change. It was time.
And honestly, like I love having one.
It was time for a shift too.
Genuinely do love it. And I do feel like a new like found like funness on there.
Yeah. It like re-inspired me, reinvigorated Same. Me like in this industry, you know? Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like there could be an amazing community and there's going to be like some bad eggs sprinkled throughout. And that's like that for literally everywhere. And yeah. I was just trying to like kind of talk about that situation. Cause even in my videos, I was like, yo, I love so many people on here and I trust so many people on here that I fuck with so much and that I love. But these are things that I look out for, trying to be a smart consumer as I'm watching things. I'm like, okay, well, this is what I'm looking out for.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to come from like a, oh man, he's so bitter. I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm great. I get brand deals on TikTok. I'm so blessed and lucky, you know, to do what I do. But I felt like I was coming from like a older sibling place.
Yeah.
But I got in trouble.
Keeping an eye out for Selena.
I was keeping an eye out for Selena.
Well,
speaking of keeping an eye out.
Holy mother Selena. Lord. Okay, I have a few different opinions on this because, you know, this whole Hailey Bieber, Kylie Jenner against Selena Gomez shading situation has blown up and just exploded. There are a lot of coincidences in the situation, which is where people just cannot believe that they weren't shading her.
Correct.
It's the coincidences.
For sure. I agree.
One, all of it happened when Kylie and Selena were at the same numbers on Instagram as the most followed female in the world.
Uh-huh.
That's one coincidence. Second coincidence, you post about you and your bestie's brows on your IG story, Kylie posting Hailey and her brows on IG story after Selena just made a TikTok talking about she over-laminated her eyebrows.
And that she doesn't like how they look.
Another coincidence.
Or is it?
It's a lot of coincidences. There's more coincidences. I just have to pick up my notes and read through, but there's a lot of coincidences. So people are like, no, you guys were shading her, you know? Yeah,
so exactly. So like the story goes, like, I feel like that's like how it flowed. And so after that happened, so Kylie actually ended up commenting on something being like, yo, we're not shading Selena at all. Like, you guys are just
reaching. She said she did not even see her right. post about her brows on TikTok, which part of me is like, I could see that happening. Sure. Like, you know, you just didn't see it because yeah. she did it shortly after.
Hours later. It was like 4 hours later. So she, and then so Selena actually ended up commenting back and was like, I love Kylie. Like, of course she didn't see it. Like,
she literally said she's sweet. A fan of Kylie.
I'm a fan of Kylie. And then 4 hours after that is when she commented on the TikTok about
Selena shading Taylor Swift.
Hailey.
I'm so sorry.
Selena loves.
Don't listen to this podcast. Everything we say is a lie.
That's a clip.
Hailey.
That's a clip. That's yeah. a clip. So Hailey, like, mind you, this was literally like years ago. And you can tell Hailey does not even look at all what she looks like now.
Yeah.
There was like an award show, I think, that she ended up shading Taylor when she was like,
which, by the way, wasn't that bigger news, or was it? And I just didn't notice.
Same. I like didn't even, maybe because Hailey wasn't as big of a star.
That has to be why
she is now. Like, that people has to be. Are paying attention to her a lot more now. So Selena commented on that, being like, oh my God, it's so crazy, being like, my best friend's so talented and wonderful and iconic and legendary.
And then she commented again, saying, you can come for me, but don't come for my best friend, which led me to go, so you thought they were coming for you. So they came for you.
Yeah.
And you knew it.
Right.
Which One, I just don't understand personally why Kylie and Hailey would think that was a good idea, especially after they just squashed everything by taking a picture together. Mm. Hailey did her documentary or podcast. Selena did her documentary. They met in the middle. They took a picture together. They put it to bed. So why a few months later open this whole thing up again? Like, now, just to give some perspective on the situation, I believe Selena and Justin dated for about 8 years. And after they broke up, 2 months later, he married.
Married?
Hailey.
I didn't know it was that like
fast. I think that's how fast it was. And that's why this thing just won't end.
Well, also, do you know what I saw? Like, I actually saw this video that was about how, like, Kylie and Kendall were trying to, like, get Selena to go out to, like, a different country to, like, spend New Year's with them so that Hailey would spend New Year's with Justin.
Wait, so sorry.
Years ago.
Say that again?
So there was, like, this video I saw recently that was about how Kylie and Kendall like tricked Selena to be like, hey, come out like to this place with us for New Year's Eve to like celebrate with us. And there's like photos of them together at celebrating. And that New Year's, Hailey and Justin connected. Are like celebrating. Yeah, connected. And everyone's like, oh, so you guys knew about it this time. You're just trying to like take Selena out of the equation so that Hailey and Justin can meet.
It does say that they did date for 8 years before calling it quits in March of 2018. So let's see when Hailey got married to.
Wow. That was so like, that's like still pretty recent. Like,
it's more recent than I remember.
Same. I thought this was like 2012.
They got married September 13th, 2018.
Like 6 months later?
I think they were dating 2 months later, and 6 months later they were married. So this is why it's such
a feud
that's just like so deep.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Yes, it's like, are you kidding me? Like people cannot, Selena fans are just not happy about it.
So do you like personally think that it was a coincidence or do you think that they shaded?
So this
tough one, question. I know it's loaded.
That's a loaded question. It's loaded. For sure.
It's loaded. And I will answer as well.
Okay. At first, I did not because I have done things back in 2017-18 where people have sworn I was shading someone or doing something, and I had no idea what the fuck they were talking about. So immediately, whenever I saw Selena comment and say, you guys are crazy, I love Kylie, I was like, no, they weren't shading. So then I was kind of like, okay.
I was the same.
Because Kylie said she wasn't, and I was like, I don't know. But then whenever Selena came in and commented, I was like, oh, If Selena's saying they weren't shading her, like she didn't have to do that, they were not shading her. But then when Selena went and commented on the post of Hailey dogging her best friend, Taylor, I was like, I just don't understand. Well, then they must have been shading her. But why would Selena go defend them and then turn around and do that? So it just doesn't make sense to me.
Maybe she didn't think about it at the time. And then her looking back, maybe that video from Taylor like really pissed her off.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what? Maybe they were shading me. Like, you know, it kind of like was like a catalyst to be like, oh, shit. You know what? Like, maybe they were shading me because look at them shading or look at Hailey shading Taylor on television.
But then there's this part of it that makes me go back to the other way where I'm like, maybe they weren't, because Selena goes on live and then she goes, you know what? You guys win. You happy? I'm going offline. Meaning, I felt like she was kind of talking to her own fans.
I do too. I think that Selena fans are a different breed.
I'm in a tree. I'm so sorry.
No, you are. You're in a tree.
Okay.
I feel like they're a different breed.
Yeah.
And I think that even Selena knows that. And I think that Selena could be even potentially scared of her own fans.
Okay.
Dead ass. And I think that she's tried to be like, hey, you guys, like, let's calm down the situation. And then I think that her fans are like, no, 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 you don't know what's best for you. We know what's best for you.
Yeah.
I think that that kind of happens with her. And I think they take such, like, because, you know, they grew up with her. Like, they feel so attached to her in some way that they're just like, no, we're gonna ride for you till we die. You know what I mean? So I think that she must get a little frustrated with that sometimes, because it's like, can you guys like not do this right now? Like, can we not fight these battles that I don't want to fight? Like, let's not even deal with it.
You know, Selena doesn't want what's happening right now.
Exactly. I genuinely from the bottom of my soul do not think that she wants this.
Do you think the eyebrow picture specifically was them shading her, or do you think it possibly could have been as a coincidence?
I think it was a coincidence.
I kind of was like, I really this do. Could be a coincidence. But then I go back and forth with it. Same. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like in the beginning, I was like, oh, they're shading her.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I was like, oh, they're shading her.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but I feel like it was only a couple hours later. It's so easy to like kind of get caught off guard. Like, how are you gonna see like that Kylie or that Selena posted it hours before? Like,
I guess another point that I go back and forth to is like, why did they post their eyebrows? She never gave a reason for that post. So that's a problem for me. That makes me think that they were shading her.
Right.
You like, I feel like I would be able to say, no, I posted that because blah, blah, blah. I thought it was funny. She never gave one good reason to
Kylie's
post a close up.
But not a reason giver.
But
Kylie's
then
not like that kind of girl that's going
to
be like,
the door open for me to think that you're shady. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I think that they want interpretation. Mm. Sometimes I think that especially Kardashian-Jenner clan, they don't mind having open-ended controversy because they're talked about. So I don't think that if, let's say if Kylie's like, in her mind, she's like, I didn't shade her, but I'm not going to say I didn't shade her because I like getting talked about.
The press.
Like, I enjoy the press from it. Mind you, this is really bad press. It's not good press at all.
Her and Hailey are losing followers.
Hundreds of thousands. So I'm like, it's not good press, but I feel like a lot of the times it's just them being in the press and a lot.
I mean, it worked.
It worked, clearly, because like they're clearly being talked about. But that's why I'm so like back and forth with it. Because I'm like, first of all, why would they? That's why it's part of me thinks I'm like, I don't think that they're shading her. Because I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Why would they shade her?
So I'm like, why would they open this whole can of worms back up that they just put to bed? Like, why would they think that's a good idea? So that, and then like when Selena defended them herself, it put me in the ball in the court. Like, well, they weren't. But then whenever Selena popped off, I was like,
oh, maybe they were.
Something's going on. Something's going on.
I honestly genuinely think that there's always going to be a little bit of like animosity in that situation because of the Justin branch thrown in.
Which is so sad that all this has happened over Justin, over a boy, over a man. Come on.
Over Justin?
Well,
who's like rude to his fans?
Selena fans have spoken up and they have turned her into the most followed woman on Instagram. She gained 6 million followers in 5 days and they're losing hundreds of thousands of followers because they said, but also that's another coincidence for me. I'm like, was there some spitefulness because y'all's numbers were identical? So that leads me to believe that is reason to shade her. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's a jealousy thing. And it wasn't Hailey that shaded her. No, it was Kylie.
It was Kylie.
Who used
but
Hailey.
But Kylie, or of course Hailey, being that their situation's already kind of like, there's turmoil there.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to get thrown in.
Yeah,
regardless.
100%.
And like, I bet Hailey's like, what the fuck?
Oh, I literally.
If I was Hailey specifically, from that video from Taylor popping up years later, and Kylie posted the thing, I'd be like,
she was just chilling, and then
she's just chilling
it all. And then Jordan Woods and Pia Mia, who are Kylie's ex-best friends, came for Miss Kylie by supporting Selena by using her makeup, both of them, and they were using songs that Selena was singing. So it was a very clear dig at Hailey and Kylie.
They literally were like, "I love this Jordan." She's like, "I love this Rare Beauty pencil
liner."
And then literally Pia Mia is like doing a full face Rare Beauty, literally
to Selena. So it's like there's a lot of bad blood there with Kylie, with lot of girls that don't like Kylie. And then there was one more thing.
So why is it Hailey versus Selena?
So why? Because it seems like it's Kylie versus
Doesn't
Selena.
Doesn't it kind of seem a little bit more like it is Kylie's like the catalyst for it? Like, she's the one that kind of, not that she started, but I do feel like that was like the thing that kind of like, boom.
So there's more speculation.
More?
There's more. This thing Christ. Keeps going. So Hailey, during all this happened, she reposted an IG story of someone who did an IG story of her brand, Rhode Skincare. Mm-hmm. So she reposted. They used a version of their song that had an edit where Selena sings. Hailey switched the song when she posted it to the edit that. Without Selena in it.
Mind you, would you want a song with Selena in it?
Why not? Why not just completely pick a different song?
Different song. Different
what
song.
What about a different song that she's not even a part of?
For sure. Yeah. Maybe she thought she was being sly and no one was in the catch.
I'm not giving that excuse. I'm not going to let her have that excuse because this is the biggest drama on the internet happening. This is Dramageddon 4 right now.
This is Dramageddon for celebs.
Celebrity edition. And you think no one's going to see it?
The gag is that this is such like light drama.
I know, my God.
Like, but see, okay, so that's what makes it kind of fun.
I know.
And I'm not trying to make it like, it's like, oh, it's fun. Like, it's like, obviously like it sucks, but like when it's drama like this, it's so like, just like celeb gossip. It's not like traumatic, you're a predator.
It's eyebrows, like, it's shading.
Shade. It's like shade. Like, I do not mind light shade celeb gossip.
Yeah.
In comparison to, like, things that have happened in the past that are, like, so intense and crazy drama. Like, this is lovely.
I feel like compared to things we've talked about here. Fans and people in general have just kind of too been, like, waiting for the, you know, and they're like, we got it. But I don't know.
I like Selena, though.
I mean, come on. What? Selena is truly,
she's our princess.
I met her recently at her event, and she had probably invited, like, there were probably like over 100 people at this event, mm-hmm. a lot of people. And what I can say for Selena is, you know, she was on the floor walking around talking to everybody as if she was one of us. Mm-hmm. You know, there's never this better than attitude with her. She's definitely a sweet, sweet soul. She actually just commented on one of my TikToks and was like, I love you, Laura. And, you know, I can't say I've experienced, not that I deserve that or should experience that, but I can just speak for what I've experienced from Selena. And she's just very down to earth. She's a very sweet, sweet person. Mm-hmm. So I get why her fans defend her so hard, because they're like, we'll take care of her for you.
That's all I have at the road event.
I didn't go to the road event. No, I didn't go to the road event. I was traveling. I couldn't make it. Oh. But that's
not the situation that happened at the road event.
It was a much different vibe. I heard Kylie was the one walking around Kylie Jenner was the one taking pictures with people. Mm-hmm. And Hailey was more so behind the barricades, the ropes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like her event. So I'm sure she was really nervous and stuff like that. Yeah, but
totally.
It's still like, you know, it is your brand's event. There definitely needs to be this kind of like at least a speech for everyone. Like, hey, like, thank you so much for coming. Kylie made the speech.
See, that doesn't make sense to
Kylie me. Kylie and Kendall made the speech, by the way.
That doesn't make sense. And like any event you see that Kylie has, Kylie's always
she's in there.
She's in there. Like, but she's doing her job. And mm-hmm. if Kim Kardashian can invite us to her home and walk around and treat us as equals.
Get dinner with her.
Then anyone can. Then anyone can. Mm-hmm. And that is a fact.
I agree. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are necessary.
nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
I'm sorry.
I'm very intrigued to see what kind of transpires from this drama. Because honestly, like, I just feel like it's very like, my TikTok, my caption was, I wish we could bake a cake full of rainbows and smiles and just all eat it together and just.
I just wish if they can't not shade each other and they can't be shady, they would both go separate ways, which clearly Selena has already tried that. Mm-hmm. She's already tried to put her best foot forward and take pictures and do press to show that they're getting along. But it does seem like there's some lagging on that on the other end.
Or like a little bit of animosity.
There's animosity.
Like how could there not be almost? Like, I almost feel like you can't look at that situation and be like, there's no animosity. Of course there is.
There has to be animosity.
For sure.
So it sucks to see, you know.
I just don't like to see like women fighting each other because they're all such like cool.
They're all very influential women.
And especially like not the idea of it being like over a guy. I don't like that. You know?
Oh my God. Justin Bieber. Wow. Wow.
And I like his music, but wow.
Do you?
I do.
Oh.
You're like, liar. No, I actually genuinely, I do like a lot of his music.
Yeah.
Mistletoe, come on. Every Christmas. Mm. Period.
Interesting choice.
I need the mistletoe.
The Bieber fans out there are like, that bitch. I'm just not about it.
Not a
I'm honestly
by me.
More of the girls fans than I am him.
I'm by far more the girls fans than I am of Justin.
Just not about it. Just not about it. And I hate to see it. I think I go day by day. Back to your question. Do I think they're shading her? I go back and forth with it.
Every day is a different
answer. Every day because more stuff comes out.
Yeah.
They have dug out so much stuff on Hailey Bieber right now. Girl, they are wrecking her. And it was Kylie, the one that posted.
A wrecking ball.
It is a wrecking ball.
A wrecking ball for Hailey more than Kylie, which I find very surprising.
I do too. I'm like, she's the one who, if it was shade, she was technically the one that shaded. Hailey hasn't said or done anything, but I don't know.
And it was light shade.
It was light shade.
It was light shade.
But that doesn't matter because I'm thinking when you're that status of celebrity, it doesn't matter how light or heavy the shade was. They both carry. And you know that.
The weight.
And you know that.
It's the weight that it carries.
Mm-hmm.
It's the undertone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the undertone. And it's the interpret. Like, and mind you, that's if like they were purposely shading her.
Imagine they weren't.
I keep thinking about that. I'm like, dude, what if there's like, what if they didn't shade her at all?
What if there's a world where it really wasn't
It really
shade?
Was just a coincidence. And all this happened like from that.
See, now that would be very, very not good.
I mean, that would just really suck.
That would really suck.
I feel like, what the fuck? So we'll continue. If things transpire, we'll definitely fill you guys in.
I know the whole world thinks that they shaded her, and no matter what, that is the answer. And trust me,
the thing is, perception is reality, which is sad, but it's true. And if they perceive you to have done that, then that's what the truth is for them. And you can tell the truth till the cows come home, but if it's not perceived that way, then it's not.
And that's what it is. And that's what it is. Whatever is perceived will be the truth, regardless of what the truth is. We've experienced that firsthand.
Many times.
Yep.
Even my going back to my video I did, everyone's like, you're purposefully shading Michaela on this. Oh. And I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't shading literally a single person. It was an overarching theme. And I was like, that's your guys' perception. I can tell you, no, it's not. But
I feel like more than, I think obviously Michaela is known for her over dramatized reviews. But if you go on TikTok, there's like a lot of people that are known for that. A lot of people do it.
A majority of people do that on there.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm shading specifically anyone. It's just an overarching theme of the platform.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah.
And it's at least MascaraGate brought that to be a conversation. And that way, you know, people can change their ways and see how this can bring on a level of dishonesty to your audience. And it can like wake influencer up to like what you are doing here. You know what I mean?
Totally. And like, I mean, at the end of the day, like it is good for things to kind of shake the industry because it is good to kind of see what's going on. Cause yeah. I think it's so easy to kind of go on your, like on your little bicycle and just kind of da 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 and go into your world, you know? And yeah. it's like, damn, when the bubble pops a little bit, you're kind of like, oh shit, maybe I should change this and this and this.
I'll be honest. Even whenever this happened with Michaela, I stepped back and was like, well, let me look at some of my TikTok reviews because I feel like I could be dramatic too. And I feel like I don't want to come across as someone trying to forcefully sell you shit, like being over dramatic. Like I was like, let me take a step back and like think about my own content. And it really has made me do that as someone who's been online for 10 years. So it's like, we can all learn from this situation.
100%. I think that at the end of the day, you don't learn things from like, you know,
when it's going good.
When it's going good. Like you learn things when you kind of like hit the ground a little bit. So I think that applies for literally everyone. I think even I'm sure during our drama, when things happen, I've had a lot of people learn things that weren't involved in our drama.
They said, oh, let me
clean up my life. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think that's one of those situations where it's like, you can just kind of see, like, you know what? This is something that was going wrong. Let's kind of try to make it go in the right direction.
Correct.
You know?
I agree. All right. Our next topic is not a good topic. So they are potentially going to ban drag shows in the state of Tennessee.
This is like, for the fact that this is even an ongoing conversation, which is really, really sad, because the conversation is not having kids at drag shows because drag queens talk about things that can be more crass. They can be talking about, you know, just things that are going on, crazy things happening, which like I can understand the argument of saying, you know, like children shouldn't be at 18 plus drag shows. And I, you know what? I understand that. I can absolutely understand that. The issue that I have is when you're trying to ban all drag shows in general, because at the end of the day, it's conservatives just not wanting to see drag. You're using the children as almost a catalyst to use, like, it's almost like your nail and your hammer to like use it for a reason to not,
I guess, what
want them.
Is really confusing me about the situation. Tennessee has Nashville, which brings in a lot of tourists, and that's where a lot of drag shows happen. So for me, what is the difference between a stand-up comedian saying crass things, bringing up penises and
vaginas
and saying like crazy stuff, and kids not being able? So why are we not banning all comedy shows to protect the children?
Right.
Oh, wait, they're just not allowed in. It's 18 and up. Oh, okay. So why are we banning all drag shows if it's like the same issue going on here?
Exactly. Like if anything, if you guys like, obviously like they want that to be a thing. Sure. Like you can put an age limit on drag shows and things like that. Sure. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, it's not the drag queen's fault who's in the audience. Like they're going to do their thing that they're going to do. And if the parents allow the kids to come in with them and be like, you know, this is what we're going to do, da da da, then that's just what's going to happen. Like,
I'm looking,
I don't know,
up something.
Look it up. So I was like, I don't know why they can't, if anything, put at least an age cap on drag shows. If that's what they really want to do, if conservatives are like, no, it's too much for kids, okay, then put an age cap on it. Do not try to ban all drag shows, because that comes across so just like you're just trying to silence people. And like that's like literally what the opposite of America is about. If you guys really, if they really want to go into the like, you know, America's the best country ever, then let's talk about how freedom of speech is a thing. And so why are you trying to ban freedom of speech for drag queens?
I'm just really curious, and I wanted to look up myself, because if we're so concerned for the children of Tennessee,
yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's see what education level Tennessee is in education.
So please give it.
This is all about the children.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what. Academic performance, they are very low on the totem pole. Alabama being right beside them. They're very low on the totem pole. Alabama is actually two states under them. They're number 39 out of 50 states. 50 being the worst. They're number 39. And where Tennessee's energy seems to be going is worrying about drag queens versus their own education for their children. So that makes me really think, do you care about the children? Do you?
No.
No, you don't.
They don't. They care about silencing liberals.
It's a conservative state. And here's the other news on that. It's not just Tennessee doing it. I think Tennessee's is coming up first. So that's why it's being brought up right now. But there is ensue a line of a lot of other states who want to do the same ban, mostly conservative states, which also leads you to believe, is this about the children or is it about political beliefs?
Exactly. And that's what it is. They're just using the kids. That's why it's like, for me, like, that's what pisses me off the most. Cause I'm like, you guys don't even care.
Why is this that such
you don't care.
Mega news and like your big thing that you're trying to ban, but like you're so low on education. Alabama is two states under, and my education in Alabama was pitiful, pitiful, the school system. And a lot of people can speak to that that didn't go to private schools. So what if you put your energy somewhere else if you really cared about the children?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you know what's really funny to me that kind of pisses me off? When you see kids at a drag show, like videos that go viral, it's a bunch of kids because a drag queen's reading them a children's book. Those are the videos that go viral. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, like I can't believe you have a drag queen reading a children's book to children. Like, why would you have a man dressed up as a woman doing that?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
Why not? Why can't the kids see something different for once? Like, it's not just going to be like man and woman and that's just what it is in like the whole world and they'll never see anything different. Like, why can't you expose kids earlier on to things that are different than them?
Yeah.
And so, and maybe they'll feel like, you know what? That feels similar to me.
Or they'll be more accepting of that because they've been around it more rather than so guarded of like, this is different. This is weird. So I'm anti this. You know what I mean? Whenever you're around something a little more, you can like let people be more so at peace and have a little less hate in your heart.
Exactly.
So, you know,
we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
It's so frustrating. Like, I can't even begin to tell you because this is like something that's been ongoing for so long.
Truly.
It's like the children and the drag queen thing.
My point is, if it's such a big deal, make it 18 and up, 21 plus. And then there's that.
And that includes for anything with children, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, that includes anything when it comes to like comedy shows, anything like that. It's like, okay, cool. They make everything
they adult. Don't allow children to see it.
Exactly.
Okay, well, our next topic involves a TikToker. Her name is Taylor Frankie Paul. She lives in Utah, and she is part of, like, the Mormon mom TikToks, like, Mormon mom TikTok. And I would say she's, like, one of the most popular ones. Well, recently, she definitely went through a scandal with cheating and swingers and her husband. So they ended up getting divorced, and she's dating a new guy. His name is Dakota. He's also a TikToker. And they've been together for a minute. And Taylor was at, I believe, a house party. A lot of alcohol was involved. A lot of drinking was involved. Her kids were there. Dakota, the guy she's dating, was there. And they got into an assault. It got really rowdy. So the neighbors, from what I understand, called the police. And then when the police went there, she went berserk, started physically throwing a wooden dollhouse, metal chairs, and allegedly something did hit and injure her daughter. She was arrested for domestic violence. And I guess we're waiting her
mess up the car too.
Oh yeah, they said there was car damage. I'm like, oh my gosh.
What did you throw?
I know. And I'm like, were you, because the little girl was on the couch. I'm like,
Where did this happen?
Like, where did it happen?
Like, were you constantly just throwing things randomly?
Like, so much happened.
No, honestly, I was really, when I saw the story, I was really shocked by it. I was like, holy crap, not like the domestic abuse that was going on. And then like, not involving the daughter, but they're by proxy and therefore her like getting hit by something allegedly.
Something flying.
I'm like,
hit the daughter.
Is crazy. Not the Mormon mom.
Not the Mormon mom.
You know, I just don't even know what to say on that one.
Manny.
I don't know what to say, Laura. It's just like, how does this even happen?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, girl, you just got out of a scandal. You don't want to lay low a little bit. Like, you want to lay low?
Like, so a little bit.
Like, chill out just for a minute. Manny, you want to hit us with it?
And final thing, Jake Paul losing his fight.
Oh.
Which I was surprised about,
by the way. Is this the first fight he's lost?
I think so.
Jake.
Which is surprising because Jake is actually realized it and kind of read comments and things like that, professionals have been like, Jake is actually a good fighter. Like, he has a lot of natural talent and ability. So there was a fight recently and he actually ended up losing.
Who did he fight? Do you know?
I don't know his name. I don't know anything about straight stuff like that.
Was he a boxer? I feel like Ty should know this stuff.
Boxer. Yeah. I feel like he was a boxer. It was a boxer. And the thing is, so like, obviously Jake has the boxing journey has been more of a recent thing. So when someone's like been a boxer for a while and you're going up against a talented newbie,
I'm honestly surprised he made it this far.
Me too. I'm like, well, honestly, like, go you. But the thing is, it ended up being at the end of it where like they just decided that it was this guy was the winner and not Jake. Where it wasn't like, oh, it was like kind of like a back and
forth
situation.
There was no
situation.
Knockout. Mm-mm. It was you guys wrestled it out and boxed the entire match, mm-hmm. and whoever got the most hits, did the best, wins. Made the most contact, wins, and the other guy won. Okay, yep. Well then that sounds
so
like
he did a good job.
You know, like he didn't get his ass kicked.
No,
he just
right.
didn't do as good as the other guy.
Exactly. So he slayed. He still did a good ass job.
Dang.
But I was like, damn, dude, like that is... That's wild. But I saw it, he was like trending on Twitter for days. I'm like, you know what? Wow. There's going to be a rematch, I'm sure. And I'm sure he's going to slay.
Honestly.
I just think it's really funny to see the trajectory of like YouTuber to boxer. And it's been just so much happening.
I know.
It's like all over the place. Who am I going to box?
I find it so interesting, really. Like
it's
the YouTuber boxer world because it blew up so much. I find it so interesting. But good luck on your next fight,
Good
Jay.
Luck on the next journey of the next battle.
And that is it for our episode today. A rapid fire.
That's it. Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, comment down below your guys' favorite portion. Let us know what you think about the Hailey Selena situation.
Ooh, y'all are going to be
do
like,
y'all think it's,
they were shading.
Do you think they were shading her? That's what I want to know. I was like, yeah. Do you guys think they were shading her? Yes or no?
And tell us if we missed any little detail. There's just so much
There's
coming
so
out.
Much. It's
I'm
hard
like,
to catch it all.
Yeah. But anyways, we love you guys and we'll see you in the next
Bye.
One. Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.